Should Christians pull out of the public schools? That's what a lot of people are saying, including Dran Reese of the Salt and Light Council, and they have a thrust called Public School Exit. We're going to talk with Dran Reese right now. I'm Jerry Newcomb. And Dran, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Jerry.
All right. You have in your one of your publications at the Salt and Light Council website, under the Public School Exit, Rescuing Our Children, you say this, quote, "The public schools are indoctrinating American children with dangerous propaganda and ideologies with the goal of turning them against God, church, family, country, morality, and more." And you go on to say that while this problem may seem to be more recent, in reality, it's been that way for a long time, ever since the government took over many of our schools. So why don't you elaborate? Why is anybody even thinking about exiting public schools?
Actually, Jerry, I do think a lot more parents are recognizing the dangers of public schools, and they are recognizing that they need to do something. So COVID helped. In the last couple of years, students were forced to stay home, and parents got access to what they were learning, and they were shocked and dismayed at what these children are learning from, you know, gender bending and transgenderism and pornography that so many parents have finally raised up and gone to school board meetings and said, we're not going to take this anymore. But what they're finding out is that the schools are not listening to parents anymore. So the generation of schools that you and I went to is not what it is today. Today, it's very, very dangerous. They're teaching our children far too much for their years, and it's time that we get our kids out, and it's happening.
Okay, let me ask you this, because I would like to really focus on this as much as possible, especially since this is a great concern to Providence Forum, of which, you know, for which I'm now the executive director by God's grace. And the subject of American history is not just some sort of dry and dull topic with very little implications. No, the subject of American history and the perversion of it and teaching false views about American history are exactly what has led to so many of the riots in the streets and toppling of statues and so forth. Can you comment about that in terms of the public school exit push that you all are involved in?
If you send your kids to public school, they will never have a biblical worldview or a full understanding of the true history of America. Our educational system is indoctrinating our children in a new ideology, and if we want to see America survive and thrive, we must get our kids out immediately. And the founding of our nation is so near and dear to me. We have an incredible country that was an experiment, so to speak. We have an incredible Declaration of Independence that declared this a Christian nation, and that we have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and then a constitution that put that into order. This has been the most successful country in the history of the world and a beacon of hope to the rest of the world. But what are we doing to it? We're teaching our kids to become little communists and little Marxists that don't understand our history, and so therefore they think that they want to tear down and rebel against what this country was founded on because this is what they're teaching in school.
Okay, why don't you hone in a little bit more on American history? What are they actually teaching about George Washington or about Thomas Jefferson?
Well, certainly that they were not, George Washington was not the founder of our country, for one, that he was, just a rebel, and you have with Thomas Jefferson that he wasn't scriptural or biblical. And in our history here in America, this the whole idea of history is not the only subject that we have to be concerned with in our public schools. History is critical. And if you want to know true history, you have to get your kids out and have them be taught with the principal approach or other educational programs that are out there. For that matter, Providence, with your new movie coming out about George Washington, this is phenomenal what you've done. This history needs to be taught to our kids. Unfortunately, what we've done is we've scrubbed that clean, and we're making other cultures and ethnic groups a larger priority than the foundation of our country and our founders. And so our kids are not understanding what this country is about, nor are they receiving instruction in what is their duty before God. Children will never get a biblical worldview education in a public school, never. And what they will also receive is 90% of opposition to their Christian faith. So if a parent, if we want to see America survive, we need to bring God back. And we need to do that by giving our children a biblical worldview education.
Now, isn't it true, Dran, that there are many teachers who are very committed, they're very conscientious, many of them are even Christians, and they're in the public schools?
Well, that's nice, but their voice is silent, as it is our voice all over the country right now through media and through the internet. Our Christian voice is not allowed to be heard. As a matter of fact, they are hostile in the public school system to the Christian voice, any voice but a Christian voice. And, you know, they, as you well know, they've been trying to scrub Christmas and call it winter nights in our public schools. And Passover and is now nothing but Easter eggs. So you will never, ever receive a true biblical worldview education at a public school. This is a criminal sin for the future of our country. And parents need to understand, especially if they're Christians and they go to church, you have to get your kids out. Exit now. Exit public schools now. And there are some incredible alternatives. Our website, publicschoolexit.com, gives parents all sorts of alternatives to the government-funded education. Remember, government money is going to give you a government indoctrination education. That's all you're going to get. They have figured out how to take over a nation. This is a Marxist strategy. We have to get our kids out. We have solutions. We have plans. We have programs for churches, for parents. It's actually, Jerry, it's very exciting what's happening in America. This, I believe, is going to be the movement of our time. And frankly, I think this is where revival is going to come from.
Can you comment about the parents versus the state when it comes to who's responsible for the education of children?
The scriptural mandate is that it's for the parents to train their children in the way they should go, not turn them over to someone that they don't know to work on their minds. This is a scriptural and biblical mandate, even for the churches, to support parents. I mean, Proverbs 22:6 says, direct your children in the right path, and when they're older, they will not leave it. Proverbs 13:20, he who walks with the wise grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm. And I will say that our public schools have become fools.
All right. Tell us about some of these alternatives you mentioned that are very exciting, but they're growing and so forth.
Yes. The alternatives for parents are that they can come to our website, publicschoolexit.com, and explore school options. So there are styles, there are methods, and there are options. So basically, you can do a private school, you can do a homeschooling, or you can hire a tutor. Now, I know that there are some parents out there that say, well, I don't want to do this. I don't know how to educate my own children. That is a very sad moment in our country, that they've neutered parents from believing that they have the ability to teach their children. Revelations 2:4 says that we need, you know, you've been faithful in a few things, but nevertheless, I have this against you. You must return to the days of old. The days of old are when we did one-room schoolhouses, and we had multiple kids in one grade helping and teaching each other. What we need to get back to is this form of education, no longer just turning our kids over 30, 40, 50 kids at a time to one teacher who's been trained in secularism against a biblical worldview in the systems that you mentioned, John Dewey, which is basically nothing more than teaching socialism in our public schools. And get our parents to understand that the mandate belongs with them. Now, I homeschooled my kids as well, so I understand. But I also, my kids are now, you know, grown and, you know, long gone from the family with jobs. And I consider it a success that they didn't wind up becoming drug addicted, tattooed all over the place, and transgender. And anymore, that's what you have to fear in the public schools. It is an unsafe environment for kids, and we have alternatives up the wazoo, basically, Jerry, for these parents, and they'll have fun with their kids, even parents and single mothers who can't afford it.
I want to tell an anecdote about my dad. My dad grew up very, very poor on a farm in Minnesota, about an hour south of the Twin Cities. And he had to go to this one-room schoolhouse. But what I've learned about that one-room schoolhouse is the quality of education that he received was phenomenal. In fact, I would put the education that he received in that one-room schoolhouse, and say this exceeds 99%. Literally, this is better than 99% of all the different education for children of that grade, you know, like grade one, grade two, grade three, all those early years, than what we have today. And the irony is they were so poor. I learned that Dad, basically his lunch, they all had to pack their own lunch, but his lunch was two slices of bread. And then my grandmother put lard in between the two just so he would have something to eat to fill the stomach. And yet, despite that, he got this fantastic education, which, again, exceeds what is happening today. So this one-room schoolhouse thing, it sounds almost like a silly thing, but no, it's not silly at all. It's something needed.
Your father, what happened with him is so heartwarming, and this is the future. Can you just imagine, Jared, that every church in America worth their salt opened a one-room schoolhouse? That's what we're training and teaching these churches to do that are still in it to win it, because there are a lot of churches that have gone to the other side, and we can't help them. But for those that are serious and believe that Jesus Christ is Lord and he reigns, and they want to see a biblical worldview education for the next generation to save this country, these churches are coming to us by the droves, and it's a very exciting moment in history. I also wanted to tell you that one of the other advantages with your father was that he had meaningful textbooks. They've all been revised. Every single one of the textbooks now promote an agenda that antithetical to a Christian biblical worldview education. And furthermore, our kids are being dumbed down, so they're being stretched out in these courses, you know, until they literally at age 18 are leaving high school and can't even read, can't even do basic math. This is criminal, as far as I'm concerned, in such a superpower country to allow this to happen. We're a good solution, not only a good solution, but I think we're one of these solutions in America, publicschoolexit.com.
All right, we have about 1 minute left. What do you want to say that hasn't been said? You've even hinted on the point that education today, public schools, can be even dangerous to your health. And we all know about the school shootings, which are so tragic.
Oh, I feel so bad for the kids today. They have to worry about bullying. They have to worry about terrorism. They have to worry about COVID. They have to worry about mask mandates, vaccinations, chanting to ethnic gods, all this gender bending and pronouns. I mean, it's not safe for your kids. Once your kids go to public school, it's irreversible damage. This is a very vulnerable, innocent time of their life, and we need to protect our children and give them the best. We will raise, Jerry, superior citizens by giving them a proper education in biblical worldview. It's an exciting time for all of us, Jerry.
Okay, and go ahead and give us your website.
It's publicschoolexit.com, publicschoolexit.com, and I will personally enjoy a conversation with any pastors or citizens out there. We have a consultation call every Friday. Please sign up for that and let's talk.
All right, Dran Reese, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Jerry, thank you so much. And I'm grateful for the work that you do. It's amazing. Thank you so much.
All right, God bless you. Publicschoolexit.com.